And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Sherry Freeman-Baudouin, who's with the Arc of Acadiana. She is in charge of the Lafayette and St. Landry parishes with the Arc of Acadiana, here to talk about their annual golf classic that will be taking place next Friday on October 26th. And Sherry, I think some of our listeners may remember you were here a couple weeks ago talking about the golf classic, and I know some people have been kind of thinking about it.
Yes.
But there are probably a number of people who may not have heard the interview, and so I just want you to just tell us about the ARC again, because it's such an amazing organization and has been in our community since the 50s.
Right, since 1954. We originated in New Iberia. And so, yes, we have been an institution, as I like to call it.
Yes.
But it's a very well-grounded company. We are a nonprofit organization that promotes and protects the rights of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We provide services such as employment services, in-home services, and residential services for these folks. Our annual fundraiser is the golf tournament. We've been doing this for eight years. And we look to the community to be able to participate in this fundraiser, to allow us to still benefit our clients that we serve. We have been growing tremendously. We are serving many locations within the Acadiana area. And so, of course, our fundraiser is huge for us to be able to continue serving and reaching out to clients and families that are in need of services. Mm-hmm. One of our biggest accomplishments was last year in IOTA, if I may.
Absolutely.
Talk a little bit about that. We opened, we completed the first successful privatization of a state institution. And so that was really big, just in the field of developmental and intellectual disabilities. We are now doing the same thing in Bossier City. And so we service Iberia Parish, Lafayette Parish, St. Landry Parish, Acadia Parish, and going into now Bossier City. It has been a whirlwind, but so needed, and it's.
Give us a sense of some of your clients' ages, and is a wide variety of population.
Yes, in the three different services that we offer: in-home, day program, which is employment services, and then residential services. So in our residential services, for instance, we have group homes where clients are living there and we are taking care of all their needs. Mm-hmm. Same thing for in-home services. It's a gamut of ages. And then day program are adults, coming from, high school, graduating from high school, looking for employment. And so we have various types of activities and tasks for them. And, of course, we look for the business community to do contracts with us. Here in Lafayette, one of our largest contracts is UL. And so what our crews do is we go three times a week to UL and we recycle. They have an excellent program to where we bring these 96-gallon bins. They recycle paper, cardboard, and plastics.
We actually have one of those bins in our back storage room.
See?
And a lovely group of people come in and pick it up every week. Mm-hmm.
And they are always with a trainer because our purpose is to be able to motivate and direct in safety, the best of their ability, to what they are able to, which is a lot. And so they are able to get out into the community as well and still doing a job that they are getting paid for.
Right.
Everyone that does work, they're getting paid for. We even go into our resale stores. We have resale stores across all these parishes that we serve. We have a store manager, and our clients that work in the store work under the direction of our store manager. And so we receive any and every type of donation that you could possibly imagine, with the exception of furniture, because we don't have any place to store it, number one, and plus we don't want our clients getting hurt trying to move the furniture. And so our clients work in there helping customers that walk in, going through the clothing, sorting, having the store look presentable. So it's, they're part of the community.
Yeah.
And this organization is just, I can't say enough about it. And we would not be able to continue to reach out if it weren't for our fundraiser.
Right. And the fact that it was locally founded and has been around for so many decades is a great credit to the founders and those of you who work for the organization. Right.
Right. And we're actually part of the nation, the national ARC. Mm-hmm. The national website is www.thearc.org. Ours locally here is arcofacadiana.org. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's both of them are great websites, lots of information. And of course, if anyone just wants to donate, we are always accepting that, any type of donation.
And where are the stores again?
Our resale stores, mm-hmm. we actually have one in Lafayette. It's mm-hmm. at the corner of Carmel and Louisiana Avenue. There are, oh my goodness, several in New Iberia. We have one in Eunice. We have one in Generet, one in Crowley. And we have, there are five in St. Landry Parish. So I've got two in Opelousas, one in Church Point, one in Karen Crow, one in Sunset.
So lots of places where people can drop things off.
Yes.
And see what you all are
and
doing
shop.
As well.
Not right. only drop things off, mm-hmm. but yes, shop. We have the best prices around. We, you know, we definitely take pride in the donations that we put into our stores. I think it's very important. This is one of the things that I just found was so wonderful with this with the ARC. We don't throw anything away. Items that we find that we can't put in our store because we do take pride in the mm-hmm. things that we place in there. You know, for instance, if there's a stain or a tear, we do not throw it away. We donate to an organization called Third World, and they actually ship all those items to Third World countries to where folks can still utilize mm-hmm. them.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, my guest, Sherry Friedman Bodwa, is with the ARC of Acadiana, nonprofit organization that's been in the community since 1954, helping so many people with developmental and intellectual disabilities. Obviously, you have a lot of volunteers, but that doesn't cover everything. And so it is very important to have fundraisers like the Golf Classic that you have that's been going on for 8 years now. You're registering right now. People can register for it. And
that's
it will
right.
take place next Friday. Where is it going to take place?
We're having it at the Wetlands. Beautiful golf course and hoping for beautiful weather. It seems like it's going to be. We always have a great deal of fun. We have a raffle board. We are still looking for teams. Something new that we're doing this year, we're registering from 12 to 5 at the Wetlands the day before, so that would be the Thursday. We're also doing two flights this year, too, on Friday. So we will have, it's first come, first serve. You know, we welcome any food tent also. If any individuals mm-hmm. are, you know, want to come out and
help out,
cook out, cook, and, you know, we want to be able to feed all mm-hmm. our golfers that are having a good day. Yeah.
And you mentioned that something new this year is you're going to be having Thursday registration. So before people can sign up there on site?
At the Wetlands.
At
that's
the
correct.
Wetlands. Mm-hmm. Okay.
From 12 to 5 on the Thursday.
All right. And I'm sure people who participate in golf tournaments like this kind of know all of the jargon and what they can sign up
that's
for.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me, please, what a four-man scramble is.
But you have it.
But yes. And so, you know, listen, I've been told that means that there's no pressure. Okay. So this is for our experienced golfers. This is for ladies and gentlemen that just want to come out and have a good time.
Enjoy the weather.
And also just network. You know, great way to network, helping an excellent agency.
Okay. And to find out more about either the agency or the golf tournament, people can visit your website?
Yes. It's mm-hmm. thearcofacadiana.org, and it's ARC.
Okay, well, you can look yes. that up and find out more. Or if you just want to find out more about the stores, the resale stores, you can stop by at any one of those and just see what's going on and see what they do for our community. But this is the 2012 Golf Classic that will help to benefit the work of the ARC in our community.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Sharon.
Thank you, Judith. I appreciate it. Thank you.
what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. This evening in Generette at the Generette Museum, Dr. Michael Martin, who is director of the Center for Louisiana Studies, will be giving a talk on the careers of Huey Long, Earl Long, and Russell Long and their continued impact on Louisiana politics. The title of his talk is Why the Longs Still Matter. That's at 6 o'clock at the Generette Museum in Generette this evening. Tomorrow afternoon, the physics department at UL Lafayette present the public lecture, The U.S. Space Shuttle Program, An Inside Look at the Final Years. Giving the lecture will be Patrick McGarity, a physics professor from Loyola University. The talk will be at 6:30 tomorrow, Thursday, October 18th, in Oliver Hall, which is the computer science building. It will be in the auditorium. That's at 301 East Lewis Street. All are invited to this free public lecture called The U.S. Space Shuttle Program, An Inside Look at the Final Years. If you'd like more information about it, you can contact the physics department at UL Lafayette. In Lake Charles, the McNeese Department of Visual Arts will host an opening reception tomorrow evening from 6 to 8 in the Abercrombie Gallery for a pair of exhibitions, Navigating the Currents and Drawing Invitational. All are invited to attend the opening reception. And the young theater group, the Tea Sippers of Lafayette, will be presenting 70 Scenes of Halloween, all 70 scenes this year. They've been doing it for 3 years now, and this is the first year they're doing all 70 scenes from this play by Jeffrey Jones. They will perform 70 Scenes of Halloween at Theater 810. It will open tomorrow evening and run through the weekend. Tickets are available through Theater 810 or through their Eventbrite website. Also tomorrow in Lake Charles, the McNeese Wind Symphony will give a free fall concert at 7:30 in the Sherman Fine Arts Theater. The Bach Lunch Series continues this Friday with a performance by the Mercy Brothers in Parc Sanssouci. The Mercy Brothers will perform from noon until 1, and after their performance, singer Mackenzie Borg will perform a few songs and have a meet and greet. All are invited to stay for Mackenzie Borg's performance. The Fall Downtown Alive Series presents Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars on Friday. They will perform in Parc International. The music starts at around 6. Friday and Saturday evenings in downtown Lafayette at the Lafayette Science Museum is the Museum of Fear, 7 to 11 Friday and Saturday. For tickets, you can go to the Lafayette Science Museum website. Acting Up in Acadiana will present 2012, The Ridiculous and the Profound, an original work pondering the year in which we live. That will be this Friday, October 19th, for one night only. And this work ponders this year with contributions from numerous writers on topics such as school rules, headline rants, zombies, and more. That's Friday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts at 7:30. Again, one night only. Tickets are available through the Acadiana Center for the Arts. October 19th at Cité des Arts, a very special play opens. It was the longest running play on Off-Broadway, Vampire Lesbians of Sodom, that will open this Friday at Cité des Arts, run Friday and Saturday and the following weekend, and then two performances on Halloween, the 31st. For ticket information, you can go to the Cité des Arts website or call them at 291-1122. On Friday, the McNeese Department of Performing Arts will present guest artist, pianist Willie Deloney. He will be performing at 7:30 in the Sherman Fine Arts Theater and perform music by Mozart, Bill Evans, Claude Debussy, and others. He is the Aloysia Barrano Professor of Keyboard Studies and Professor of Jazz at LSU. That's in Lake Charles this Friday at 7:30, the McNeese Department of Performing Arts presenting Willis Deloney. Also in Lake Charles, the Louisiana Choral Foundation presenting America's Neighborhood, Friday the 19th and Sunday, October 21st. And KRVS starts its fall fundraiser, on-air fundraiser, on Friday with the Blues Box. We invite you to join us if you've not renewed your membership already. Perhaps you've sent it through the mail. We really appreciate that. If not, we'll be celebrating public radio and hoping that you'll join us starting on Friday and running through October 28th. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6 o'clock. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 o'clock, we have Judy Carmichael's Jazz Inspired. At 8, Mr. Bob Gushereau's The Music of Yesteryears. At 9, Lee Klein-Peters' Big Band Swings. At 10, Selected Shorts. At 11, Music from the Hearts of Space. And at midnight, Beat Current. In just a moment,